Welcome to the Gifted to Give podcast. I am Brother Gian. If you're new to podcasting, you're in the right place. I can't wait to share to all of you how wonderful God is as we celebrate the 500 years of Christianity in the Philippines. Good day, listeners. We have once again Monsignor Achilles Dakay as he will preach and teach to us the good news of the gospel for this Sunday,
December 3, 2023.
We have a great number of listeners, downloads, and interactions. We at Gifted to Give Podcast would like to thank everyone for their support.
We are blessed to have our sponsor for our podcast, Podmetrics. Thank you so much, Podmetrics, for the support, and I urge everyone to support them as well.
And now, without further ado, please join us in welcoming Monsignor Achilles Dakay.
Wherever you may be, good morning to all of you on this 3-in-1 day. Today is the first day of the month of December. Today is the first Friday of the month. And today is the second to the last day of the 34th week in ordinary time within cycle A of the liturgical year. So, the liturgical year, cycle A, ends tomorrow, Saturday. And then, thereafter, begins the season of Advent, cycle B this time. I hope that through the whole cycle A, from Christ the King down to the season of Advent, then the season, the Christmas season, after that we have 9 Sundays after Christmas before Lent, and then we have the season of Lent, after that the season of Easter, and after the season of Easter we start the second set of ordinary times from the 9th Sunday to the 34th. That, I hope, we have tried to study the Gospels arranged and assigned for Sunday sermons, for Sunday homilies. I hope you have learned something from what we have been trying to do here for all its worth. That's why I presume you have read enough and heard enough homilies Sunday after Sunday throughout the cycle A. And now in this cycle B, I'd like to challenge you to still stick to your individual interest and collective initiative to change the format of our Bible study. Presuming, I repeat, that you are familiar now with the Sunday Gospels and the Sunday homilies, for a change, let us be different. I am resolved, as long as I can still think and talk and type, I am resolved to continue this Bible study online, but with a big difference. Instead of reflecting on the Sunday Gospels, I invite you to reflect rather on the mysteries of the Holy Rosary, of the 20 mysteries of the Holy Rosary. Why? Because the 20 mysteries joyful, luminous, sorrowful, and glorious mysteries reflect precisely the principal events in the life of Jesus and Mary. So throughout this new year, cycle B, to begin with Advent season, we shall be reading and reflecting on the joyful mysteries. So that is it. Instead of reading the Sunday Gospel, which I presume you have already read, let us rather read the first chapter of St. Luke, verses 26 to 38, about the Annunciation, the first joyful mystery. So that we shall soon hear the reading from Ms. Vistil, but let us first pray. Almighty Father, send your Holy Spirit upon us that we may read your word with faith, reflect on it with hope, and realize it with love, following the example of your only begotten Son, from whom we find freedom, fulfillment, and the future with you forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So now, let us read St. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38, the Annunciation of the Lord.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and considered in her mind what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no husband?" And the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your kinswoman Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Thank you. Thank you very much for reading for us this joyful mystery. A mystery is a truth that can only be fully understood if we believe in the revelation. This truth about the Annunciation, which happened only between the angel and Mary and nobody else, how therefore, you may ask, how did Saint Luke, how did he come to know about this? We say that God must have revealed this truth to Mary through the angel, and Mary reported it to Luke, and to Luke alone, so that only Luke has recorded this revelation. So, revelation, report, and record. This is what we should now try to understand. The Annunciation, I repeat, was a truth revealed, reported by Mary, and recorded by Saint Luke. Now, through the years, this joyful mystery has been studied under different aspects and from different angles. Let us, for a change, therefore, focus our reflection on an aspect and an angle for a different application. Saint Paul, the sixth, Pope Paul the sixth, has said that rosary without meditation on these mysteries is like a dead person without life. That's how important meditation is of these mysteries. That's why I am resolved to take these 20 mysteries week after week and learn some other lesson that has been preached on different occasions. The mysteries of the rosary, by the way, they reflect the principal events in the life of Jesus and Mary. So, aside from the Sunday Gospels and the Sunday homilies, we have now these mysteries, and we start with the joyful mysteries. What, therefore, is joy as far as these mysteries are concerned? What is there to rejoice about? What can make us joyful when we meditate on these mysteries, or on this first joyful mystery? Saint Thomas Aquinas has said that the big difference between Jesus and the other men is this, that these other men do not choose where to be born. But Jesus, the Lord and Master of history, he knew who his mother would be, how he would be conceived in her womb, where he would be born, and how. Only Jesus knew that. That's the big difference between Jesus and other men. Therefore, we men and women of faith should rejoice like Mary, who was told by the angel, "Rejoice, Mary." We should rejoice that the founder of our church is Jesus, who precisely knew all: name, mother, birthplace, etc. And that is something that we should try to reflect on and rejoice. Jesus, only you, we can say, joy is J-O-Y. Jesus, only you. You alone, Jesus, know everything about where to be born, from whom, etc. And that is something, that angle, that aspect for me is very encouraging. So that, therefore, we are members of the church founded by such person like Jesus, who knew everything. This is a very encouraging and enriching truth. When therefore we recite the rosary every Monday and Wednesday, the mysteries assigned, as you already know, are the joyful mysteries. Monday, Wednesday, joyful mysteries. Tuesday, Thursday, the luminous mysteries. Friday alone, the sorrowful mysteries. Saturday and Sunday, the glorious mysteries. That's how the mysteries are distributed in this archdiocese, according to the late Cardinal Vidal. So, every Monday and every Tuesday, when we recite the Holy Rosary, let us please pause for a while and not just mention the mystery, but meditate on it. Spend a few minutes meditating on the mystery. I repeat, on this angle, on this aspect of Jesus knowing all about who his mother would be, where he would be born, etc. You might say this is something simple, but actually it is a very important detail that therefore we should be confident, we should be trusting in our Lord Jesus Christ, so that whatever truth he would teach with authority and by example would really be trustworthy. The Annunciation, I repeat, happened only between Mary and the angel. No one else witnessed it. How did Saint Luke come to know about it? I repeat, this truth was revealed by God through the angel to Mary, and Mary reported it to Saint Luke, and Saint Luke recorded it in his gospel. That's how it is. Mary could only be the source of what Luke has recorded in his chapter 1. The Annunciation, therefore, is a joyful mystery because it makes us rejoice, just as the angel told Mary, "Rejoice, Mary, because the Son of Man, the Son of God, would be conceived in your womb." How is Christ conceived in our wombs? How is Christ present in us? We already know this from the Sunday Gospels. In one Gospel, Jesus said, "He who hears my words and keeps them remains in me and I in him." Then he went on to say, "He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood lives in me and I in him." That's how Jesus is conceived in us, is made present in us. And therefore, like Mary, we should rejoice that he is present in us, but then we shall take the second joyful mystery next week about how Mary shared this great joy with another family. So let us focus on this, the Annunciation by the angel of who the Lord would be conceived in the womb of Mary. He is not seen yet, he is not named yet, but already this mystery is worth meditating on. So I repeat, whenever we recite the rosary, every Monday and Wednesday, the joyful mysteries are not only mentioned but should be meditated on. Because I repeat, Pope Paul VI has said, a rosary without meditation on these mysteries is like a dead person without life. So let us recite a living rosary, a life that is reflected on in these mysteries, the life of Jesus himself and Mary. So that's all I say for now about what change we have tried to institute and the difference that we tried to make this year, God willing. This year, therefore, through the season of Advent, through the season of Christmas, then the 8 Sundays in ordinary time, then to the season of Advent, then to the season of Easter, then after that, the second set of Sundays in ordinary time, from the 9th to the 34th, ending on Christ the King. That is how circular our year is. I have said this before, and you already know that our year is not January to December. No, it's from the Christ the King, the end, the beginning of the liturgical year, and the end of it. Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega of our liturgical year, which usually begins in the month of November. This year, it begins with December 3. So that's how it is. But I repeat, the Sunday Gospels, Sunday homilies, I'm sure you are already familiar with them. But for a change, for a difference, let us try to read about, reflect on, and realize the 20 mysteries that we meditate on when reciting the Holy Rosary. So here I pause for some of your questions on this change of format, on this difference, and let's see what we can agree on, as long as we remain within the orthodox teaching of our church.
And now, words from our sponsor. If you're a current podcaster or plan to create your own podcast soon, I want to share with you the tool that I use to help me monetize my podcast. It's called Podmetrics. Podmetrics is a platform that allows you to have full control of how you monetize your podcast. You can collab with brands and choose between the many merchants that fit your podcast's audience. It also gives you tips and samples on how to execute your ads properly to maximize your earning potential. Plus, you can track how many of your listeners you were able to convert and know how much you've earned in real time. Cashing out is also a breeze. So if you're a podcaster, make sure you sign up by clicking the link in the description box of this episode and use the referral code 500YOC Cebu so you can monetize your podcast too. Thank you, Podmetrics. And now, back to our podcast.
Good morning, Mons.
Good morning.
Wow, what a beautiful reflection that only Jesus chose his mother, his birthplace. No other man can do this. Indeed, what a reason to rejoice on this truth. This is my first time to hear this reflection. I will meditate on this some more today. Salamat, Mons.
Thank you for learning at once the lesson. A lesson, a truth that I tell you can make us joyful, because we really are members of a church which Jesus promised to build, and we are the church. And therefore, if we are the church and He is our founder, we should confide, we should trust in Him, because He is that truthful and that trustworthy.
Hello, Mons. Thanks for reflecting deeper on the Annunciation revealed to Mary by the angel, reported by Mary to Luke, and recorded by Luke in the Bible. Simple to remember. Thanks, Mons.
Right. Revelation, report, and record.
Good morning, Mons.
Good morning.
Thank you for your beautiful reflection today. I like the new format, and I'm excited to meditate on the mystery of the Rosary.
Thank you. Thank you. This has been my intention and my resolution to challenge you to understand as much as we can, because these mysteries cannot be fully understood by us, but as much as we can, so that we not only improve our attendance at Mass when we hear those homilies, but also improve at our recitation of the Rosary when we meditate on these mysteries. I repeat, in this archdiocese, since the bishops and archbishops were allowed to decide on which days to distribute the mysteries, Cardinal Vidal has decided that since the luminous mysteries are relatively new, they should be meditated on 3 days, Tuesday and Thursday, after joyful Monday to Wednesday. But since, according to Cardinal, we have so many sorrows in this country, it's enough for us to meditate on Friday, the sorrowful mysteries. And the glorious mysteries, Saturday and Sunday.
Hi, Mons.
Hi.
Our Bible study is very rich, not only knowing Jesus, but the structure of our Gospel reading. Thank you for telling us that this new liturgical year will be in Cycle B, and the saying of our Pope regarding saying the Rosary with meditation on the mystery instead of just rushing to finish it, so it will be a living Rosary.
That's right.
Hi, Mons.
Hi.
Thank you for emphasizing the value of joy. that the meaning of joy is Jesus. This is a good value to bring into the Christmas season and New Year.
Joy, J, Jesus, O, only, Y, you. Jesus, only you can make us joyful.
Thank you again for the enriching inputs. I seem to be confused on the new liturgical year. Will it start on the Feast of Christ the King or in the first Sunday of Advent? Thank you, Mons.
That's right. So, what we have studied here and learned, let us keep them not only to ourselves, but share. Remember our methodology, the steps that we have tried to follow in our Bible study. Read the text through, pray it in, write it down, work it out, and pass it on. So remember this. Now that we have studied this first joyful mystery, let us read it through, pray it in, write it down, work it out, and pass it on.
Hello, Mons.
Yeah.
Thanks for this meditation on the mystery of the Rosary. It is called a mystery because it's not really easy to understand. By your reflections, we can slowly unlock difficult theological truths. God is good all the time.
Right. He will help us anyway. By the help of God's mercy, we shall be helped to understand these mysteries as much as we can. Do not expect to comprehend them, to understand them fully, no. But at least we have tried to highlight an angle and an aspect for a new application. We also meditate on this joyful mystery of the Annunciation whenever at 6 o'clock in the afternoon or early evening we recite the Angelus. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived by the Holy Spirit. Wow! So, let's get back to the practice of reciting the Angelus at 6 o'clock. All activities should stop. I remember there was an attempt to do this. You know, I had a friend, he said, we should stop traffic at 6 o'clock to recite the Angelus. Of course, it was impossible because our traffic is that missing. Anyway, but at least in the towns, in the provinces, bells are rung at 6 o'clock. And in my hometown, Balamban, whenever the bell, the big bell is rung for 6 o'clock Angelus, even the market people, the buyers and the sellers pause. They all stop in silence to say the Angelus. So you see how this joyful mystery can really make us joyful also in that practice, not only of the Rosary, but of the Angelus. the angel of the Lord declared unto Mary.
Thanks, Mons, for your enthusiasm and energy to teach us every Friday. You really love Jesus and do not tire speaking of Him and about Him. And now we include His beloved Mama Mary in our reflection. Salamat kayo.
As they say, we shall be hitting two birds with one stone. So here we pause for the final blessing. The Lord be with you. May the Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So see you again next Friday, God willing.
Wow, that was an amazing talk given by Monsignor Achilles Dakai. We are so grateful for the Lord for sending Monsignor Dakai to share God's word to all of us. We would like to thank again Monsignor Achilles Dakai, and also to our heartfelt gratitude goes to all of you who joined, interacted, and asked a question for Monsignor Dakai. Hear more from Monsignor Dakai again next weekend. This is once again the Gifted to Give podcast for your ears only. I am Brother Guillen signing off. Have a blessed Sunday to all, and to God be the glory.
You have just listened to the Gifted to Give podcast with your host, Brother Guillen, Brother John, and Father Jojo. Catch our next episode. This episode of the Gifted to Give podcast was brought to you by our sponsors. Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's show, head over to our Facebook page at 500 Years of Christianity, Archdiocese of Cebu. If you love the Gifted to Give podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give a review everywhere you listen to your podcast. Till next time.